this week's AP Religion Roundup. Pope Francis laments the return of war in Europe, and Pittsburgh's Jewish congregations prepare for a trial in the nation's deadliest anti-Semitic attack. On a three-day trip to Hungary, Pope Francis outlined his vision for the future of Europe. In a carefully calibrated speech, Francis blasted what he called adolescent belligerence that brought war back to Europe.
Infantilismo bellico.
He said the continent must recover its founding spirit of peaceful unity to confront Russia's war in Ukraine. Francis addressed Hungary's top leadership, whose lukewarm support for Ukraine has rankled other European Union countries.
Che eliminano le differenze.
Jury selection has begun in the federal death penalty trial of a truck driver accused of shooting to death 11 Jewish worshipers at a Pittsburgh synagogue in the deadliest anti-Semitic attack in U.S. history. Robert Bowers faces 63 counts of the October 2018 attack at the Tree of Life Synagogue. Peter Smith of AP's Global Religion Team explains the questions posed to potential jurors.
A lot of the questions focused on whether the jurors could or would impose the death penalty if it came to that. There was very little discussion in today's hearing about whether they could render a fair verdict, guilty or innocent.
If convicted, Bowers could receive a death sentence. The 50-year-old offered to plead guilty in return for a life sentence, but federal prosecutors turned him down.
You know, I'm not the same person that I was the day before on October 26th. I don't think you can be.
Rabbi Jeffrey Myers of the Tree of Life Congregation was one of the survivors of the Pittsburgh synagogue massacre. He says that he and other survivors are determined that the attacker will not have the final word and that they will write the next chapter of their story.
I do believe God wanted me to be here as a response. And I don't say that out of a place of haughtiness or arrogance, but of divine mission, of responsibility.
Myers and members of the congregation say that since the shooting, they practiced their faith boldly, fought for gun safety policies, and honored the dead. I'm Walter Ratliff.